Good morning. We're learning Chayadim Hilchus Tefillah, and we're looking at Klal Tezayin, and we're discussing the mitzvah of Tefillah B'chol Yom, whether it's Midaraisa, whether it's Midarabanan. The Chayadim continues in Siman Aleph, U'mishahir hayom huzman Tefillah Shachris, V'fili Madayin Nirin HaKechom B'rikiyah. Once you have the beginning of light, even though when light first goes into the sky, it's considered yom, even though there are still stars visible, it has a lach of day. The Yerushalmi points out the fact that there are stars there, it's still considered yom. And now that it's a zman of tefillah, so we have certain limitations. Now the Chayyadim says, parenthetically, you might argue that the chachila person should not daven from Alois HaShachar. A person should only wait to daven until after Netzachama. That which is called Vasikin is the people who would be wait and say Shmonesra exactly at the moment when Netzachama of sunrise. That is a chachila that you should say just at that moment, but davening before that is not lechatchila at all. It's only b'di'evad that a person should daven shmonesre before sunrise. A person can daven shmonesre after sunrise, which according to many is also lechatchila. There's a special maila at the moment of sunrise, but before sunrise is only a b'di'evad. V'avagav lechatchila also lehispalot tefilas yudches ad neitzachama. A person may not daven shmonesre before neitzachama. We'll see when what the exceptions to that are. So he's saying, if so, why am I telling you that we're going to tell you shortly various limitations that you cannot do before davening? Well, it's not the time to daven yet, really. He says, no. A person needs to travel for a valid reason. Or, alternatively, that he's to travel safely, he needs to go with a group of people, because potential of wild animals and bandits, etc., which they grappled with. And they needed to go in a caravan of people, and the caravan was not necessarily even Jewish. They're ready to go now. If he waits to daven later, he will not be able to travel safely. So since he has a valid reason to go, and even though theoretically for that purpose he could go later, but he cannot go later safely because he needs the shiur to go with the shiur with the caravan. So he's allowed to daven earlier. V'chein shar doichik v'aynis, or any other valid pressure or need which would force him to daven before sunrise. All of those cases, mutalis ba'al mishiyal amud ha-shachar. He's allowed to daven from the time of amud ha-shachar, from the time when the day has begun, it's become light. So the lachas of davening Shmonesra Mikra, then a person can daven Shmonesra from the time of Alois HaShachar and onwards. Therefore, the Chayyadim continues and says, there are certain things you cannot do beforehand. And he's going to go through those points. We discussed before when exactly is this moment of Alois HaShachar, and there are various different ways of calculating exactly when that time is. The Gemara gives us a calculation that is based on the time which would take to walk 4 mil, a mil is 2,000 amas. And that time it takes to walk 4 mil is the time it is from Alois HaShachar until actual sunrise. So we know when sunrise is, we can work backwards the time it takes to walk a mil. We'll know when Alois HaShachar is. The question is, of course, is how long does it take to walk a mil? And that is going to be a major machlokes. There are three opinions given in halacha. 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. So that would calculate into 72 minutes, 90 minutes, or 96 minutes. However, this last point to clarify over here is that the Gra and the Shulchan Aruch Harav both feel that this calculation of that precise amount of time of 72 minutes, 90 minutes, or 96 minutes was referring to Eretz Yisrael around the time of Nisan. So, because during the time of the year, and depending on where you are on the globe, further north or further south, it takes longer or shorter to get dark or to get light. So that time lapse between the first light until actual sunrise changes. So we can't set it in any specific amount of time and say that is the kavua time that's going to be the whole year. And they both agree that it depends on the oifik, which is the person's latitude, and depends on the time of year. So that number will change during the different times of the year. That's why we have there's such a confusion exactly how long Olos HaShachar is. You have to start with one of the first three opinions and then translate that into some type of a calculation which you can then apply to anywhere in the globe. And then you will say you know what exactly what time Olos HaShachar is in any given day. Have a good morning.